Okay. Parashat Tzaveh, Parashat Chav Pasuk Vav tells us, Vasita Vigde Kodesh Laron Achich L'Chavod L'Tifaret. So Hashem tells Moshe, you should make clothes for Aaron, your brother, as a form of honor and glory, splendor. So when you read this Pasuk, you might get the impression that along with all of Moshe Rabbeinu's other fine qualities, he was also a tailor. If he's going to start making clothing, so he's going to start making the clothing. So the Malbim says, no. Don't think that. Of course, it's going to be made by the Omanim, the people who know how to make clothes. You know, the first outfit is not going to be the one that goes in the Kohen Gadol. So what does it mean that Moshe should make the clothes? So the clothes here aren't, you can't dress up something that's vacuous, empty inside. You know the phrase in English, like to put lipstick on a pig? So if they weren't worthy, so then the clothes wouldn't do the job. The clothes here are outer clothes, the chavod tifaret. They have to reflect inner beauty, which refers to having the right deot, the right midot, the right tchunat tovot. So you're going to wear something on the outside that is going to be beautiful, reflecting the inner splendor, the inner beauty. So that, who's the best one for that job? That one is Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm emphasizing the ta. You should make them Vigdei Kodesh. How should you make them Vigdei Kodesh? You make them worthy on the inside for these outer garments to reflect their inner beauty. And that, how is he going to do that? Lilamdam tikon nafsho teyem umidoteyem. Ve'ofen she'el bishu hod v'hadar nafsham apnimit. Teach them the proper midot. Teach them how to act. Teach them how to be the most refined people, Aaron and his sons. And then the clothes, everyone will look at them, instead of saying that's just nice clothing, they'll go, wow, look at the beauty of those clothes, reflecting the beauty, the incredible midot of the Kohanim. So when it says it, the Shias, we're talking Eli Yidlabshu Vigde Kodesh Yaselam Moshe Rotzelamar Shilamdem Yisayeotam Bischuto Lilabesh Bluvusha Yakar. Use your schut, use your incredible talents, Moshe Rabbeinu, in order to teach them how to be worthy of these clothing. All these clothes, all these wonderful, beautiful garments. So that is why the Pasuk is written in second person. It's not because Moshe Rabbeinu is going to start working on the sewing machine. He's not working the needle and thread. He's not going to start hemming them and measuring them. Moshe Rabbeinu has no role in the actual making of these clothing. But nonetheless, it's called Moshe, V'asita. You are making it. Why? Because you are making them worthy of these outer clothing. And how are these clothes going to fit them and not be like, are you kidding me? A Rasha wearing a Kohen Gadol's clothes? How is that going to be? It's because Moshe Rabbeinu is going to teach them the proper midot, that the outer beauty is going to actually be reflecting the inner beauty. And that is something Moshe Rabbeinu can do. And that's why the Pasuk is written in second person, for you, Moshe Rabbeinu, to make these clothing that they can serve as the Chavod al Tifaret, that can only happen if there's an inner Chavod al Tifaret that is being reflected. And that'll only happen if Moshe is able to instill in them and inculcate in them these proper, beautiful midot. Shkoyach.